From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A warning from the U.S. Secretary of State. The top U.S. diplomat is in China on the third and final leg of his first Asia tour, focusing on North Korea and its controversial nuclear and missile programs. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Saturday reported on the day's events.
We also exchanged views, and I think we share a common view and a sense that tensions on the peninsula are quite high right now, and that things have reached a rather dangerous level. And we've committed ourselves to do everything we can to prevent any type of conflict from breaking out.
The secretary plans to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping Sunday. Beyond North Korea, discussions are likely to focus on trade and South China Sea territorial disputes. A man with suspected links to radical Islam was fatally shot at a Paris airport today after attempting to steal the rifle of a patrol soldier. The man, identified by Associated Press as 39-year-old Zayed Ben Belgassem, wrestled the soldier to the ground and attempted to take her rifle, but two other soldiers on patrol with her opened fire on the man, according to French Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian. He said it was the female soldier who was attacked by the man, who brought her to the ground and who tried to take her weapon. She managed to hang on to it, but her two comrades thought it was necessary, and they were right to open fire to protect her, and especially to protect all the people who were around. No one else was injured in the incident, which took place at Paris's Orly Airport at about 8:30 in the morning local time. The Paris prosecutor's office said the suspect had his home searched in 2015 after the terror attack in Paris that killed 130 people because of his suspected connection to radical Islam. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the meeting of finance ministers of the G20 countries was a success Saturday, despite the ministers not reaching agreement to fully oppose trade protectionism. Mnuchin pointed out that the U.S. does believe in free trade.
We do believe in free trade, but we believe in balanced trade. And where there is excessive trade surpluses or trade deficits, that's something that we will look over time that we think is important to correct.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Buses began transporting Syrian rebels and their families Saturday from the last opposition-held neighborhood in the central city of Homs. So far, nearly 1,500 people have evacuated, most of whom were civilians. Their departure is part of a Russian-backed deal signed earlier this month. Homs Governor Talal Barassi told 423 rebel fighters had also left the district. The Egyptian government is struggling to counter an increasingly violent insurgency in the Sinai Peninsula, targeting Egyptian police, security officials, and Christians. Several militant groups, which have pledged allegiance to Islamic State group, are controlling large swaths of Sinai, which borders the Gaza Strip and Israel and have established rule separate from the government in Cairo. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday that he expects parliament to move to allow capital punishment, a change that could officially end Turkey's bid to join the European Union. New research is warning that Australia's Great Barrier Reef can only be saved if urgent steps are taken to tackle climate change. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
The Great Barrier Reef faces localized threats, such as the runoff of pesticides from farms and overfishing. But scientists believe its future depends on immediate efforts to reduce global warming. They say last year's bleaching of large parts of the reef was the worst on record. There's evidence that a similar event is occurring this year. Corals begin to starve once they bleach, the main cause of which is heat stress resulting from high sea temperatures. The World Heritage Body UNESCO has threatened to put the Great Barrier Reef on its in danger list because of mounting concerns over its health, though some travel groups believe the damage inflicted on the coral system has been exaggerated, which has in turn seen many travellers from Europe and the United States cancel their trips. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A rocket launch from the Gaza Strip on Saturday exploded near the Israeli city of Ashkelon, drawing a response from Israel. No one was injured by the rocket, which landed in an open area, according to the Israeli army. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.